your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And as promised, at 12 minutes past 7, we are taking the time now to catch up with friends of the show, Rays of Hope, an organization, a non-profit organization, which manages a large number of social outreach projects in Alexandra Township, just down the road from us here in Sandton. And they've come a long way since they started operating with one project back in 1991, and they've grown to a network of 7 community-based projects. They focus on education, orphaned and vulnerable children, and work readiness, helping matriculants get ready for work, and in fact, youth get ready for life in the world of work. I'm very, very happy. I know we initially touched base and spoke quite a lot to the CEO of Rays of Hope, Sihle Moyo, in the earlier stages of lockdown. But with the festive season right around the corner, I think it's key to keep in touch with organizations doing very important work and see where we can also lend a helping hand and find out how they're doing. Maybe help out with the challenges that they're facing. Good morning, Sihle. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Rufilo. It's good to be back and to share again.
Sihle, if you could just, you know, if you can, it's 2020 feels like we've experienced a decade in just this year alone. So I'm sure it won't be easy, but if you can just tell us the work that you continued doing during lockdown and through this COVID-19 pandemic. The last time we spoke, you were collecting food hampers. And you're collecting food hampers and raising money towards that initiative, but also on an outreach program campaign where you were educating community members about COVID-19, about hygiene, and making sure that people understood how they could protect themselves. What's been the status since then?
Yes, thank you, Rufino. You may remember that we were not doing this work alone, that we had partnered with about 30 local organizations that work in different spheres in Alex. And since really the hard lockdown, we were able to provide food to over 73,000 people, which was just amazing. We had initially targeted about 1,000. We thought that's what we could do. But because of the generosity of people in Gauteng and in the rest of the country, we were able to really serve many people and through many organizations. And I think what you've asked is very important, because in many ways the work continues, but now it is not just about food. And so we are seeing less and less requests about food parcels, but we are seeing a lot more requests about counseling, people needing, you know, who have been hurt, who have lost family members, who have experienced gender-based violence. Mm-hmm. A lot of those have been coming to our social media platforms as well as our hotlines.
Sure.
And so we've had to create a counseling center to actually meet those needs, which is manned by several people who are qualified to do that. And we are doing all of these things in partnership. We had to deal with the fires, you know, winter season in Alex is fire season.
Sure.
And so we had to begin again those winter drives just to make sure that people are warm enough so that they don't, you know, make open fires, which create fires.
Yeah.
And so those are some of the things that we have been doing to support the community.
Sihle, with the people that you interact with on a daily basis, what is the sense? I know I mentioned the fact, or premised the conversation on the fact that the festive season is around the corner. And we like to imagine that the festive season is really about giving and looking after each other. But for many people, it is also a time to, you know, de-stress and sort of let go and let loose and have fun. But, you know, people having lost jobs or, you know, forms of income, sources of income, this festive season or this December period is going to look very, very different. What is the sense amongst the people that you interact with about this impending season?
Yes. You know, I think we do need to remember that in many ways we live in different worlds, and and so Alex represents that world that, you know, many of us may not be familiar with. I think that people in Alex and in other townships that are similar have gone through incredible amounts of trauma. You know, we've all gone through trauma as a country in different ways. But the amount of losses that people have suffered during this time, the amount of, you know, abuse, most people have lost a family member, you know, a relative. Lots of relationships have broken down because of the harsh conditions of lockdown. And so for many of them, you know, it's going to be a very different Christmas. You know, there won't be that little bit, you know, to spend on clothes for the children. There won't be that little bit to even travel, you know, to the Eastern Cape or to KZN to be with family. And so for many, it is really about survival at this time. And for those who are kind of okay and have kind of bounced back somewhat, you know, they are carrying a lot more people now, you know, if they had black text before, you know, having to take care of different relatives and family members, you know, that has been exacerbated by this time. And so I think that we just need to be cognizant and be aware that our community members are in a very different place. And so, you know, for us to think if there is something that we can spare, you know, it can really make a difference to somebody's life. And I think that, if I may, there are a few things that I just wanted to highlight.
Sure.
I think one, you know, we need to advocate for cell phone and networks to do better in places like Alex. And so what is happening is that the gap, instead of actually, you know, the cell phone data, it is actually deepening. And so lots of people are not able to even have Zoom calls, for example, in Alex, or to do online learning in Alex. And data is not equal everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think if people are interacting with people in Alex, from Alex, who are employed, you know, and I think they need to be thinking about how do they encourage those people, you know, to get counseling, mental health support, just to be to be aware of self-care and all of those kinds of things. And then the third thing is, you know, gender-based violence is a big, big issue at this time. And so I think all of us need to be finding ways of thinking about how do we address that. You know, we need to be having conversations about that and trying to support people because they are going through that. I just thought I would share those things with you.
Yeah. Sihle, you do have, as I mentioned, a number of initiatives that are well worth supporting. And you always stress that for those that are not able to give monetarily or financially, time volunteering is always appreciated. Where do we find you? Can we go online and just see what form of help we're able to give best?
Yes, there are amazing opportunities, I think, for all kinds of people and with different things to offer. It's not just about money. Money is important. But if you go to our website, raiseofhope.co.za, there are incredible opportunities there. There are year-end events that are coming up where we are just trying to bless the kids, encourage them as the year ends. So, you know, you could get involved in baking a cake. You could get involved in all kinds of things. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to update us and to touch base with us, Sihle. Look forward to the next time when we can see exactly how we can lend a helping hand, and all the best with your work.
Thank you very much, Rufila, for the opportunity.
All right, that's Sihle Moyo, CEO of Rays of Hope, a nonprofit organization based in Alexandra.